My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of St. Justin Martyr. He lived as close as you and I lived to about the First World War. So if you think about how distant that is in our past, you can see his proximity to Jesus himself. He certainly wouldn't have been alive at the time of Jesus, but following very closely after and suffered martyrdom for Christ in about the year 165. And one of the reasons why St. Justin is so important to us, amongst so many other things, his great intelligence and teaching the faith, is that he gave us, we have from St. Justin, his description of what Christians in his day did to celebrate the sacred mysteries. We have a clear description of the Mass from St. Justin Martyr from the year 165, or before that, whenever he wrote it. And he explains to us what the celebration looked like. And if you read it, it would sound very familiar to you. It would sound like what we're doing today, because we imitate what we have done from the beginning. And another important point from St. Justin Martyr is this, that he says the day that the Christians get together is not Saturday, like the Jewish people did on their Sabbath, but he says the day that the Christians come together to pray is on Sunday. Why? He says, because that is the day that the Lord rose from the dead. So Christians, even from the first century, were celebrating their communal celebration on Sunday, not Saturday. And so it's important for us to remember that, especially if we hear people saying, you know, that if there's any question about why we get together on Sundays, Sunday Mass. And we know that this Sunday we celebrate the Ascension, which is why we have this gospel of Jesus saying, I'm going back to the Father. And next Sunday, we're going to be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, the great feast of our parish. Let's be thinking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. If you start today, you can pray the original novena of Pentecost. Pray the prayer to the Holy Spirit that we pray after every Mass. And ask God for whatever it is that we need. You hear Jesus say it clearly. Ask, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And so the Blessed Mother and the apostles came together. We have the beautiful picture outside of the church here of the Blessed Mother and the apostles praying that first novena, and then the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so it should be no different with us. We pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for graces in our lives, whatever it is that we need over these next 9 days, finishing on the Feast of Pentecost. Let's join the Blessed Mother and the apostles and St. Justin in prayer as we now come to this Holy Eucharist.